with football and with all the other sports, and that's what we want to do.
And can you dispel that myth that actually it is quite expensive to play tennis? It's quite elitist. You know, if you want to play football, you just get a football, you go down the local park. Tennis, you need facilities, you need a court. Is that one of the problems with tennis?
I think that if you look at, there's been a tremendous growth in cycling. Now, cycling, I reckon, to get yourself one of those bikes that they're going about on through Derbyshire, that's going to cost you a bit more than it is a tennis racket. You know, you can get an entry-level tennis racket, you know, very reasonably priced. At Church Broughton on Saturday, there was a big bucket full of rackets. You know, come down, we'd love to have you, we'd love you to try our sport.
And does the coaching, is that the real cost behind tennis?
Coaching, it can be expensive on an individual level, but, you know, there's group sessions out there where it's not going to cost you a lot of money. And if you have the talent, you're likely to get spotted, you can go on. I mean, it's really interesting, actually, that Djokovic first met Murray as an under-12 in European competitions. Now, we've got two of the best European juniors, under-14, are from Derbyshire, Jay Clark and Sam Ferguson, you know, and these are lads who are two of the best players in Europe, and what an amazing, from picking up that racket however many years ago, see where they're going, you know.
Let's hope in 10 years' time, me and you are sat up bleary-eyed watching those two winning a major. That would be
incredible.
Wouldn't
that be amazing?
Rob Salmon from Derbyshire Tennis, thanks for joining us. 14 minutes away from 8. Just reading, talking of sport,